Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 5, the verses 1 to 10. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 to 10. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an earthly house in heaven not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. My theme for reflection is while we wait for the better house. While we wait for the better house. Children have a beautiful way of making waiting look dramatic. Tell a child Christmas is 3 weeks away, and they will live every day as if time itself is conspiring against them. Adults, on the other hand, often lose this sacred art of anticipation. If anything, we anticipate bills, deadlines, and phone calls from numbers we suspect are not friendly. Yet Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 invites us back into a holy anticipation, not for presents, but for a presence, not for a holy day, but for a home. Paul speaks of our present bodies as tents, temporary, vulnerable, and subject to the winds of change, illness, and decline. Anyone who has slept in a tent during a windy night knows it is not a structure designed for confidence and permanence. Human life bears the same fragility. As Job once observed, people are born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. Job 5, verse 7. Our groaning is universal. The creaking bones, the fatigued mind, emotional scars, and the spiritual weariness. These are not signs that something is wrong with God. They are signs that something is incomplete in us. But God, who knows our groaning better than we do, responds not with condemnation, but with construction. Paul says we have a building from God, eternal in the heavens. If the tent is fragile, the building is permanent. If the tent collapses, the building endures. If the tent is earthly, the building is divine. The Spirit, given as a deposit, is God's down payment, guaranteeing He will finish what He has started. The philosopher Søren Kierkegaard once said, "Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards." Paul helps us live forward by anchoring us in what God has promised ahead. Isaiah 25, verse 8 illuminates Paul's point. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Paul's building from God is Isaiah's resurrection hope, an embodied life beyond corruption, Our groaning is not a meaningless ache, but a yearning for what God has promised from the beginning, a world restored, bodies renewed, and communion with Him made complete. And so Paul calls us to a peculiar courage. Twice he says, we are of good courage, not because life is easy, but because life is temporary and Christ is eternal. We would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord, not because we despise life now, but because we trust the one who designed the life to come. And this gives Christian discipleship a distinctive flavor. We walk by faith, not by sight, refusing to build our identity on what is decaying, and instead rooting our purpose in the God who raises the dead. This leads naturally to Paul's sober reminder. All must appear before Christ's judgment seat, not to terrify us, but to orient our priorities. The one who will judge us is the same one who died for us. Therefore, we make it our aim to please Him. Eternity clarifies obedience. Resurrection clarifies courage. Future glory clarifies present holiness. So we live in the tent by faith, repairing it when necessary, groaning honestly, but trusting fully that God is preparing a home where groaning will finally give way to glory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what parts of your present tent life, limitations, fears, struggles, is God inviting you to surrender into His future promises? Number two, how would your daily decisions change if you truly believed God's eternal house is more real than your present circumstances? Our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 minutes today to name one area where you feel fragile or temporary. Pray intentionally, asking God to use this weakness to deepen your anticipation of His eternal strength. Eternal God, builder of our future home, teach us to live in our fragile tents with faith, courage, and hope. Let our groaning become trust, our burdens become offerings, and our days become testimonies of your coming glory. Prepare our hearts for the life that will swallow death forever, through Christ, our resurrection and our peace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.